Well, I agree, again, with the two candidates' view on this, being a hypothetical question. We can only guess what's going to come out of this task force. Probably it's going to come out the same things of introducing the same old ideas, maybe with a new label, and recycling the past. So if we look at it and we have people, if we have politicians giving us political answers to educational questions, we're all going to get the same political response. The only thing that gets hidden in this election is that we're looking at it from a political point of view, but not from an educational point of view. Because I call the money, the financial part, political, because it is a political agenda. But the educational point of view is never viewed. How do you improve the educational services in the classroom? And I don't think the task force is going to look at that, because they'll be looking at the financing of the old worn out system. The other thing that they will not be looking at is how do we turn education's culture around, introduce a new way of looking at the problems that we've been looking at least for 100 years, and start using a different lens to ask different questions so we can come up with different answers. So we have to really look at and how to move education from a corrective institution, because we're always trying to correct, to a preventive education, because preventing problems is less expensive than correcting problems. I don't think the task force is going to look at this. They just want to come out with another tax, I think, and another way of funding the old unworkable structure of education.